11 a.m. in Paris. This is Paris Live Radio and La Frick Show. My name is Max Keiser. K-E-I-S-E-R. Google me. I'm here with Stacey Herbert. H-E-R-B-E-R-T. Google her.
No, don't.
All right, so last portion of the program, we were discussing how we need some money so we can fly to Iraq, track down Rush Limbaugh, who's there on a right-wing talk show crusade, gun him down, take him out of commission. There's no laws in the green zone, so it's perfectly up to our purview to do so as talk show radio hosts. We want to boost our ratings, so let's get rid of the competition. Let's do a Bill Gates. Rush is our competition. Let's kill him. You know, Dennis Miller, he's a competition. Let's kill him. This is the American business model. Go to a no zone, no law zone, a lawless zone, no tax zone, like the green zone in Baghdad. This is where all these talk show hosts are going to be. You know, take them out. We don't need the competition. We're Americans. We don't have any free competition, democratic or freedom. That's all done. We're just monopolists. We're dictators. Okay, let's do it in the talk show wars. I'll meet you in the green zone, Rush. Mono a mono. Okay, me, I got the entire TAC-9, TAC-10. Got my arsenal. I got Arnold Schwarzenegger with me. He's pro cutting down on greenhouse gas emissions. We'll take you out, Rush. Take that. Pop, pop, pop! There's Rush on the ground. Blah. Still criticizing Hillary. His last gasping breath. Yeah, well, whatever. You know, I don't think anyone would cry at his funeral.
Just as drug dealer.
Drug dealer, my. Oh, there goes his biggest account. Let's move on to something a little bit more lighthearted.
Okay.
Russian astrologer sues NASA over comet.
What?
You're the one who told me about this story.
How could this be?
NASA's mission that sent a space probe smashing into a comet raised more than cosmic dust. It also brought a lawsuit from a Russian astrologer.
I love this story.
Marina Bai has sued the U.S. Space Agency, claiming that Deep Impact, that probe that punched a crater into the comet Tempel 1, late Sunday, quote, ruins the natural balance of forces in the universe. The newspaper Izvestia reported Tuesday. Moscow court has postponed hearings on the case until late July, the paper said. The probe's comet crash sent up a cloud of debris that scientists hope to examine to learn how the solar system is formed. Yeah, okay. She's seeking damages totaling 8.7 billion rubles, or $300 million, the approximate equivalent of the mission's cost, for her, quote, moral sufferings. She's citing her lawyer, Alexander Molokov. She earlier told the paper that the experiment would deform her horoscope. NASA representatives in Russia could not immediately be reached for comment. Scientists say the crash did not significantly alter the comet's orbit around the sun, and said that she does not pose any danger to Earth. Mm-hmm. All right, what do we think about this lawsuit against NASA for cosmologically destroying the horoscope and all the people who make their living as horoscope readers and palm readers and spiritualists?
Well, I guess they are denying her human right if she believes in horoscopes. Then she has a right to have that asteroid flying through between Jupiter and Venus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, destroys the natural balances of forces in the universe. Russian astrologer.
Uh-huh.
She's an astrologist. Not an astronomist.
No.
She's an astrologer. Right? So she reads people's charts and she gives them her astrological impression.
Yes. Well, it depends on like where all the stars and planets and everything has to be aligned, and they all have an impact on everything about your life.
That's
from,
right.
From your income to your love life.
Well, I got a couple of things to say on this. Number one, Arch Crawford.
Who?
Arch Crawford. Do you know that name?
Arch Crawford. It sounds familiar, but I'm not sure why.
He writes a newsletter called Crawford Perspectives.
Okay.
It's
yes.
Very, very, very popular newsletter in American business circles.
Yeah.
And he correlates astronomical movements to the stock market. And he bases his insights as to whether to buy and sell stocks based on where the stars are in the solar system and in the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the best performing newsletters in America. I think it's in the top five in terms of its compounded annual rate of return if you had taken Arch Crawford's advice over the past 10, 20-year period. According to Hulbert Financial Digest, I believe they did something on Arch Crawford not too long ago.
So that's amazing. So his astrological readings of the universe have paid off.
Yeah. They've beaten the S&P 500.
So perhaps he should join this lady.
Perhaps he should. Because it's a business case.
Yeah.
He makes a living selling this newsletter based on the delicate balance of the universe and the bodies that inhabit the universe. NASA, using eminent domain, cosmological eminent domain, has destroyed a net comet, thus in jeopardizing his business. So he's got a case on a business case. He's they've taken away potentially his livelihood. If all of his predictions suddenly go awry, he could claim that it's because NASA took out this very important astrological body. That's point number one. Point number two is that I think this woman in Moscow who's suing NASA has a point.
Because what's that?
Well, I think that the heavenly bodies that circle the Earth have a gravitational impact on the way our society evolves. And that when you start to screw around with that those forces, you begin to screw around with the forces within our own consciousness and setting up a situation where people have, like, for example, phantom limb syndrome. You know, when you cut off their leg, they still think their leg is there because in their brain, the leg exists, even though it doesn't exist in physical space. It exists in your mental space. And this sets up a bit of a pathology that they have to treat because you've got this phantom limb syndrome. Now, when you start taking out these heavenly bodies, similarly, you're taking out a piece of your consciousness that's represented in the cosmos. And you have phantom cosmos symptom. Phantom cosmos symptom, not symptom.
Yeah.
Phantom cosmos disease.
But point three, you know, NASA and America better hope that God wasn't, you know, his heavenly body isn't in the form of that asteroid.
Yeah, what are the evangelicals? What if God, that was a summer house? And this blew up God's love shack. So God took all of his bitches for a little, you know, roll in the hay, the cosmological hay.
And we're all going to be in trouble.
And we just blew it up. God's going to be pissed. He's like, well, yo. I don't care what you do to your planet. Okay, I gave you Earth. You screwed it up. That's your choice. Don't blow up my love shack. That's where I take my hoes. So, you know, I think they're tempting fate. What do they call it? Hubris.
Yeah.
The Greeks.
Yeah. And it always ends badly.
It's always bad, isn't it, when you tempt fate, when you tempt God in this way.
Mm.
It can lead to ugly consequences. How much money have we collected so far for our trip to kill Rush Limbaugh in Iraq?
75 centimes.
All right. So we have about another 3,500,000 million centimes to go.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Slowly but surely, we're going to get the money we need to fly to Baghdad, enter the green zone, track down Rush Limbaugh, and put a bullet through his brain.
Yeah.
Because we're Americans and we don't like competition. We're talk show radio hosts. We don't want any competition. We're going to do what Bill Gates. We're going to do what Microsoft does. We're going to do what Coca-Cola does. Why should we not be held up to the same standards as these American corporations? We're going into Africa now, and they say either you've got to adopt American standards of business, let Coca-Cola, Starbucks, and Exxon and Halliburton run your economy for you. You can't compete with them, by the way. If you compete with them, we're going to shut you down. Okay, why should we as radio talk show hosts be any different than that? Why shouldn't we enjoy the fruits of our American passport, which means that we can fly into the green zone, find Rush, and pop them? You know, send us your money. We'll be there. Take the next flight into Baghdad.
That's a scary flight.
That's a scary one, huh?
You have two options to get to Baghdad. You could either fly in. Air Jordan is the only one that does it. You have to corkscrew land.
Corkscrew land? That sounds like a French thing. They always got the corkscrew or handy, don't they? Ah oui, Jacques, Pierre. Ah, Beaujolais Nouveau.
Otherwise, you have to drive in from land over land via Jordan.
Yeah.
But you have to drive like 150 miles per hour, and you're not allowed to stop because you might be killed.
Yeah, well, we'll take the risk for you, our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, because we're ready to move up a notch in the ratings. We got to take out our big competition. Howard's moving over to Sirius Radio. right? Who else? They got things are happening in Air America. Well, this is Paris Live Radio, and this is...
Al Franken's going to leave, isn't he? He's running for Senate.
No, he's going to run for Senate.
In Minnesota.
There's room in the talk show universe. And we just got to crack a few heads, and I think our ratings will start to reflect our leg-breaking and head-cracking. Because we're Americans, damn it. So this tropical storm heading toward Louisiana. Is picking up speed still, Cindy? Cindy the tropical storm?
Apparently, Cindy's landed.
What's been going on with Cindy the tropical storm? We love the tropical storms because it's Mother Nature exacting revenge on those carbon-burning pigs over there in the U.S. What's going on with Cindy? Is she causing any damage?
Yeah, she's... Well, actually, I'll have to go get an update, but she's flooding New Orleans.
Oh,
New
yeah.
New Orleans, isn't it? Under sea level.
Yeah,
it's below sea level.
Yeah, as global warming picks up and climate change kicks in, and flooding becomes a huge problem, places like Louisiana are going to be underwater.
I have a good idea. I'm not going to... I'll tell you during the break, but...
Really?
Yeah.
You can't tell me on the air? Is that secret?
Oh.
Is that special?
It's that special.
Really? Okay, I look forward to that. It's 12 minutes after 11 a.m. here in Paris, waiting anxiously for the International Olympic Committee to render their decision, to extraordinarily render their decision. Who gets the big bid for the 2012 Games? If Paris wins, free drinks for everybody at the Moosehead Bar, courtesy of Renzi. Renzi, the grand guru. He called me up last night and said, Max, everybody gets free drinks all night long at the Moosehead if Paris Live Radio wins the Olympics bid. I said, wait, Renzi, Paris Live Radio is not bidding for the Olympics. It's the city of Paris. He said, oh, yeah, right, okay. And then we had another cocktail and laughed about that and came back here and started the show. Nice little anecdote for you.
Oh, look, 50 centimes more just came in.
Oh, good. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
That means we have €1, 25 centimes.
We're over that crucial euro barrier. We're going to stay on the air for the next 48 hours straight as a telethon to raise us money to go to Baghdad to find Rush and pop him. We got over a euro right now. Well, how much do we need? We need about, you know, seriously, 10,000 euros? 5,000 euros?
Yeah, because, well, apparently, isn't the taxi drive in from the airport to Baghdad cost $23,000?
Okay, 23,000 euros. $23,000.
Dollars.
So it's plus 20% on that. 23.50. Yeah, okay.
So gotcha. We need about 75,000 euros.
All right, 75,000 euros. We got 1 euro, so we got 74,000 more to go, plus another 999.
Okay.
All right, so we're getting there. And so we're going to stay on the air now until we raise that money. So, Rush, yeah, if I were you, I'd be trembling in your boots. Yeah, he's probably calling his dealer up right now, telling him he needs extra supplies to make it into the green zone. So Cindy is, she made landfall there in Louisiana. And is it a Force 5 hurricane, Force 10, Force 10, Mac 10?
No, unfortunately not. It's just a tropical storm.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
Tropical storm.
We want some more hurricanes.
We want hurricanes. How many more? The hurricane season is going to cost America 30% more this year than last year.
Yeah, but actually, speaking of that, FEMA, you know, the federal emergency measures or whatever in America, the one that doles out federal funds for disaster situations.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to claw back $27 million from last year's hurricanes because they're telling these homeowners in Florida that they overpaid them. Did you hear that?
Well, they'll just take their house under eminent domain. Yes, heads we win, tails you lose in America. We'll be back with more of The Frick Show. Send us your email at lefrickshow, F-R-I-C, lefrickshow@gmail.com.
You're listening to Paris Live Radio. More Paris, more live, and more radio.
The Frick Show. Yes. Paris Live Radio. Canal Satellite Channel 118. News Radio Channel 32. NC Numericable. ParisLiveRadio.com. No, it's not working.
ParisLive.net.
ParisLive.net. You can send us an email at LeFrickShow@gmail.com. We had somebody writing in earlier. They took exception to our posture on various issues, and then they disappeared. That was one simple karate chop to the larynx, and they flew away. They couldn't take the heat, so they left.
But during the commercial break, the song break, I realized that we're a bit closer to our goal of getting to Baghdad.
What's our tally now? Please, drum roll.
€2.37
Yeah! We need 35,000 euros to get to Baghdad and pop Rush Limbaugh. So during the break, we have more late-breaking news on the weather front.
I told you, I promised you I was going to get an update on Cindy.
Yeah.
Little did I expect this news.
What's the news on the weather front there?
Cindy has weakened. She's down to 65 miles per hour winds, a little bit of rain in New Orleans.
Yeah.
However, right behind her, Tropical Storm Dennis.
Another storm?
Another storm, and Tropical Storm Dennis is approaching hurricane strength.
Yeah!
As it moves towards the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah!
The second storm in a week, and that may disrupt oil supplies and flood coastal U.S. states.
Yeah!
Now, they interviewed some oil analyst in Wall Street, and he says, well, our research says that this is going to hit a Category 2, which is a pretty big hurricane. But anyway, you know, it's the fourth storm since June 1st, the earliest recorded start to the Atlantic storm season.
Notice where they go to get their good research numbers, Wall Street.
Wall Street.
Did they go to the National Weather Service?
No.
This is what the point of the Frick Show is. This is why so many people are becoming economists, according to a recent study. They're joining the legions and legions of economists around the world because not necessarily because they want to make money, but because they want to survive as the world becomes dominated and run entirely by market psychology. And where does the weather people go to find out the latest numbers? Wall Street.
Yeah, so even hurricanes are responding to the market.
Well, hurricanes are a part of the market because it taps into the insurance industry, which is part of the derivative industry, which is part of the hedge fund industry, which is part of the multi-hundred trillion dollar market that people must deal with on a day-by-day basis if they want to survive and not get pushed off their land with eminent domain and private contractors who have co-opted their local government.
I think it's hurricanes. It's Mother Nature saying the price of oil is too cheap, and the reason why it's too cheap is because all of these guys in the Caribbean, these offshore banks, these bankers.
That's right.
And I'm going to wipe them all out.
I'm going to blow them away. Mother Nature's got a few tricks up her sleeve.
And Florida, of course.
Florida, where they throw elections, we're going to blow that off the map. Hurricanes come in there and blow Florida off the map, blow Catherine Harris into the Atlantic Ocean. Thank God for Mother Nature. She's mad, she's angry, and she's got lots of hurricanes coming Florida's way. Can't happen soon enough.
I mean, how many signs does God need to send these?
You blew
Americans
up God's love shack with your meteor, with your bomb probe.
Now he has the sharks down in Florida and the hurricanes.
Sharks and hurricanes for you in Florida. That's what you get. Ha, 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 ha. California? Yeah, mudslides and earthquakes. Ha, 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 ha. Central America? Not in between South and North, but the central states of America. The red states, they get evangelicalism. The cult. They get a cult, mad cult disease. Mad cult disease. It's infecting America's cows and America's people, which are basically consumer cows. Moo! Can't eat enough. Keep eating. All you can eat. Yeah, you know, the military said last week that 2 out of 10 men and 4 out of 10 women of recruiting age are too flickin' flat to get into the military. They're too fat. They can't build the tanks aren't big enough. The planes aren't wide enough to handle this new generation of Americans. They can't go defend their country because they're too damn fat.
Plus, all the resources in the world that America wants to steal are in hot countries, and it's hard to be fat.
You know, China's got a population that's roughly 4 times bigger than America. If I'm getting my numbers correct there, America's what, 300 million?
Mm-hmm.
China's what, 1.2 billion?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering on a daily basis, which country puts more sewage through the system? Because, you know, it's probably dead heat because America, there's not as many Americans as Chinese, but they're fatter. So on a per American, per capita basis, there's more fecal matter flowing through America's sewage system than in China because China is still relatively small.
Yeah, but not necessarily because processed food gives you constipation.
Oh, that's why they're so fat.
Yeah.
So you have to figure in the constipation angle.
They've got compacted feces, don't they?
Okay, so when you're figuring out the China-American fecal arbitrage spread, this is what I'm talking about, economics. You got to figure out where the spread is, where the money, who's fat, who's not, how it affects markets, and take a position for economic survival. You know, carbon trading, which they say is raising the cost of energy across the globe and not good for the environment, really, in the long run, that's the wrong way to look at it. Carbon trading and the fact that carbon emissions contracts have quadrupled in the past year, which we accurately foretold a year ago that carbon contract emission contracts would do very, very well. The point is that the your monthly energy costs are not going up in a way that's unsustainable for you personally. The point is that carbon emissions contract prices are going up. You need to take a position and with a spread bet or some kind of financial bet to give you a hedge. You've got to hedge the price increase. You've got to be proactive. Because the government's not proactive for you anymore. The government's in bed with the corporations, and the corporations are slaves to the market. So unless you incorporate the market in the way you think, you're going to be squeezed off your land with eminent domain laws like the Red Man. You'll be forced in to live in yuppie reservations with only one Starbucks on the entire reservation. Can you imagine life more hellish than that, you yuppies? Hundreds of thousands of yuppies forced on a reservation with only one Starbucks. And no tofu milk, no soya milk at the Starbucks on the yuppie reservation, okay? That's how tough things are going to get. Okay, if you don't want that, you've got to push back. Learn the macroeconomics and hedge yourself. At least give yourself a hedge. Give yourself not an edge, but a hedge. Then if you want to speculate and above and beyond, you want to be a participant, you want to enter the arena and go toe-to-toe with the big crooks at the macroeconomic picture, okay, make a bet. We suggest various bets you can take. We think, for example, based on reading the markets, that Las Vegas will be Al-Qaeda's next target. Now, how do you make money with that? Obviously, you would sell short casino stocks. How do I know this? Because I listen to what the Pentagon tells me. The Pentagon tells me that by looking at the markets, you can predict where the bad guys are going to hit. I know that they said this because they're using my technology to do it. The virtual specialist technology in the policy analysis market. So I'm just telling you what the Pentagon is saying. I'm looking to survive in the wave of this marketification of the world. Hope that guy sends an email back because he lost rounds 1, 2, and 3. So he's probably out of the game. He's gone. He's a lightweight. He's an American. He's lightweight. He's a lightweight mentally, but a fat, obese pig physically. Just the worst of both possible, worst of both worlds. A fat, mental lightweight.
It is Rush Limbaugh.
Too stupid to be a cop. Too fat to be a soldier. Here, suck up some more of this fried egg po' boy oyster sandwich in Louisiana and get flooded out of your home, you hurricane-sucking loser. Yeah, kill a few Iraqis. Yeah, make your kids proud. So anyway, the military can't get anybody to come on the military. They're too goddamn fat. Oh, dear. 1,500 troops were kicked out of the Air Force recently because they're too fat. You lose your income. You lose your retirement. You lose your medical benefits, the poor people were saying, because they're too fat. Yeah, but think of all the donuts you had. You got to weigh one over the other.
GDP boosting.
Your fat piggedness has helped the GDP go up in America, so it's not like you're, haven't been used and abused and exploited as a human battery to make the contractors rich, who could then go over to Iraq and kill black people. All right, what do we got now? It's 11:28 here at Le Frick Show in Paris, Paris Live Radio. We're located up in the Pigalle region, right next to the Moulin Rouge. Famous Moulin Rouge is where we're at. We go outside and we see dancing girls doing the can-can every morning, practicing. Because at night they do the same thing for Japanese tourists. We see it for free. This is a tourist tip not a lot of people are aware of. If you come up to Pigalle area early in the morning, you'll see the can-can girls rehearsing, kicking with their little skirts.
Down the middle of the road.
Down the middle of the road practicing. Hmm. You get the free show. So why pay to see the show at night? You get the free show in the morning. It's a little tourist tip.
You know they're all going to come here and actually look for this.
We need a music bed for the tourist tip. We got lots of tourist tips. We had one yesterday. We found out something about Paris. That, for example, the Louvre is open on Monday nights. Nobody goes there. You want to go to the Louvre and get some elbow room to see the Mona Lisa smile at you? Go on Monday nights. This is a tourist tip here. Send us money. How much money we got now for our Baghdad trip?
Somebody took away 50 centimes because they said they sent it to the wrong place.
Oh, no. That was the U.S. government? They eminent domain?
Yeah.
They eminently took away our extraordinarily rendered cash call? Hum. Well, Midge Ure is in the news. Midge Ure. We're going to be talking about Midge Ure and the Live Aid protest after the break. So stay tuned for more of the Frick Show coming your way on Paris Live Radio right after this break.
Don't touch that dial or I'll bite you. You're listening to Paris Live Radio.
Alrighty, we're back. Paris Live Radio, Le Frick Show. Max and Stacy every morning at this time for 2 hours. Oh yeah. Well, as promised, Midge Ure. It's in the news. Midge Ure is a friend of Bob Geldof. He's condemned the anti-G8 protesters who sparked violence in Edinburgh City Center, as abhorrent. The former Ultravox singer, a leading light in the Long Walk to Justice movement, also announced final details of a huge Live Aid follow-up concert in Murrayfield tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. This guy's career is getting a big boost. Ultravox. Yeah, without Live Aid, nobody would ever mention the name Midge Ure, but thanks to the resuscitation of bad musical acts from many years ago via Faux Aid Africa, we now have to listen to this guy, Midge Ure. What else does he say? Late additions to the bill include Nina Cherry, Will Young. Isn't that a columnist in the UK, Will Young? I'm not sure. Maybe he's got a ukulele or something. George Clooney. Well, he's well known for his musical abilities. Actually, now that I think about it, he sang that song in Brother Where Out That. Brother Where Out Brother Where Art Thou? I think he sang that song. I think he's pretty good. Claudia Schiffer. Now, she's clearly not a musical act. Clearly not a musical act, Claudia Schiffer. Maybe she could do something like, you know, Ricky Jay wrote a book a few years ago about an act on the cabaret circuit in America, a man who could fart in different notes and sing using his sphincter, farting sphincter songs. He was well celebrated on both sides of the Atlantic. I'd like to see Claudia Schiffer try something like that, if she could get her sphincter muscles to contract and expand in such a way as to produce musical notes through her flatulation. I'd like to hear Claudia Schiffer sing the Star Spangled Banner using her farts. I'd like to see that. I'd like to hear that. I'd like to see that.
I'd pay for it, actually, now that you...
I'd pay for it to see Claudia Schiffer fart the Star Spangled Banner. So Midge Ure, the singer, also said there would be no goodie bags for performers. God damn it, they're making sacrifices, honey.
See, the things celebrities do for you.
And backstage, they would just be fed pie and chips rather than the luxury fare that they usually get.
God, it gets worse.
How can they stand it? How can they stand this deprivation? It's almost like being in Guantanamo Bay.
Exactly.
You know, except in the Guantanamo Bay, according to Rumsfeld, it's like the tropics down there. You know, they're having a holiday.
They're served Kentucky Fried Chicken down there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
They got Yummy Yum Brands, which is the holding company for Kentucky Fried Chicken. They got a McFranchise down there giving them fried chicken bits.
Apparently, this is what some nutcase in America said.
Ure was clearly dismayed by yesterday's skirmishes between police and protesters. Oh, he's dismayed, is he? God, he's going to have to go see his therapist now and take some Prozac. He's dismayed. Speaking in Edinburgh, he said, "Watching what happened yesterday afternoon is abhorrent to us guys." Oh, he's one of the guys, you see. He's not part of this insider elite group of talentless, copyright-sucking whores. He's just one of the guys.
I think he was saying that he was one of them. He's saying us. To me and Blair and Bush and Bono and Bob and Beelzebub.
Oh, I see what you're saying. He's us guys. Him and Blair and Bush and Bin Laden. The terrorists who are wreaking havoc on the markets for their own personal gain, and we have to suffer.
Yeah.
Then he goes on to say, "We are here as the antithesis of what those guys want to achieve." Okay, and here I think they're talking about, he's talking about the guys then being the people protesting in the street. I still can't understand what they're trying to do. Well, Mitch, if you hadn't had that lobotomy recently, you might have a better handle on what's going on here. The G8 conference is made up of a corporate agenda that wants to perpetrate the current status quo in Africa, which is to stuff people with bad loans and to distort the trade laws in such a way as the Africans get screwed and the Western companies get all the benefit. Your Live 8 show was a informal mandate and referendum on the current status quo. You've done more harm than good, Midyear. You've got the knife in several Africans' back. You're killing Africans. You're drinking their blood, you celebrity vampire whore. So that's why protesters are protesting in Scotland. Because of you and your political hack buddies or guys who are killing these people. He goes on to say, we are here because we have an agenda. Yeah, no shit. Get rich. That's your agenda. A point we want to make, and we're doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got the telephone companies in bed with you selling these instant ticket messages. You got resale tickets on eBay, people scalping tickets, making thousands of dollars. You got the back catalogs of all these artists skyrocketing value. Pink Floyd has sold 1,000 times more issues of their records thanks to this Live 8 boondoggle and rape of Africa. Yeah, we understand what your agenda is, Midge. Screwbag. Forget those guys with masks and swaddling or whatever it is around their heads. No, he's making a fashion statement now. You know, what do you prefer that they wear? Gucci underwear? You know, Louis Vuitton string bikinis? What are you talking about, Mitch? These people have to hide their faces because of the identity theft that's been going on in the federal governments and both sides of the Atlantic, which has targeted common citizens as protesters, even though as terrorists, even though they're just exercising their constitutionally guaranteed right to protest. If you're protesting, according to the government, you're a terrorist, and then you go into the terrorist database, and then you're screwed. That's why they're wearing a mask. Okay, Mitch? If you weren't up there in Hempstead Heath, you know, got your tongue up some lovey's butthole, you might know something about this. Then he goes on that they should go home. There's no place for them here. Of course not. They don't have any money. They don't have any money to support Midge and his little celebrity hack buddies. We are here to do something positive, make money, and to rip off Africa. Oh, no. There's
the devil himself, Pink Floyd. That's our money tip music.
Yeah, that's the money tip music, Pink Floyd.
So here's my anti-capitalist money tip, right? Go short Florida and long the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel is going to be the only source of entertainment coming up soon. This is going to be the biggest. It's going to be like the new boxing. New football.
Weather is becoming a contact sport.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, not only is the weather, not only is God pissed off about the comet thing.
Yeah.
But you've got the eminent domain.
That's right.
So Florida, I predict, is going to be one of the first to have all their citizens kicked out of their homes. Because what do you have there? Old people, black people, and Latin American people.
Ah, that's vulnerable.
All of them out, rich people in. Because, of course, Florida has that special law protecting rich people from losing their, you know, $70 million homes if they go bankrupt.
In Boca Raton.
Yeah. So.
Plus, there's no local or state tax in Florida.
No.
So I've got a little business down there.
Do you? So, go short Florida and long the Weather Channel.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Weather Channel become the new kickboxing.
Whoever made that, that was a brilliant idea, actually.
They
foresaw how, interesting weather was going to become.
Yeah, it's like watching professional wrestling. You're watching the weather kick Florida's ass.
Also, there's
You're
another...
You're watching the weather kick California's ass. You're watching America. You're watching the weather kick America's ass. See insurance rates skyrocket, people thrown out of their homes, the rich fighting other rich people in Florida. It's going to be great, the Weather Channel. We should get this show on the Weather Channel.
Exactly.
We should call them up. They could syndicate this show.
That's a good idea.
Hey, Weather Channel, buy us. We're up to be bought by you, the Weather Channel people. Syndicate us on your Weather Channel. You turn weather into a contact sport. Stacey, you're a genius.
But Florida, you know, home of many evangelicals, is about to go even crazier because this is just out.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday they did the deep impact, you know, to this comet, right? Mm-hmm. They blew up the comet. Mm-hmm. Well, scientists have just announced that the images sent back have been surprising. Guess why?
Why is that?
It's freed a huge plume of primordial material from the comet's nucleus that could unlock the secret of how life arrived on Earth.
Huh. Primordial material. So you've got primordial material, possibly organic, winging its way to planet Earth.
No, I think more importantly, it shows that we're not only 3,000 years old, America.
That's right.
The Earth.
Right, I see what you're saying. The fundamentalists in America claim that evolution is bogus and that Earth started with the Bible. So if you blow up a comet and there's primordial material that dates pre-biblical times, you're invalidating the faulty assumptions of these white people in America who are now running the government and trying to get people to forsake their notions of freedom and democracy on behest of the private corporate agenda.
But it says right there, NASA says it could unlock the secret of how life arrived on Earth. So it's like Pandora's box. This is Pandora's box. We're ready for the apocalypse.
So, yeah, so you've got the fundamentalist rule. It's a huge clash.
They're going to go crazy.
What will Frank Rich say about this? Speaking of culture clashes.
We love his writing.
Yeah, he's cool. I used to, you know, he used to be a hatchet man for writing a theater criticism. New York Times. I used to read his stuff in the 80s. He used to close shows in New York.
He's
closing an administration. His recent piece about Bush, pretty scathing stuff.
Yeah.
So we are shorting Florida, going long the Weather Channel. That's our money tip.
I've heard it here.
I like that.
We're going to have to find out, actually, who owns the Weather Channel.
Yeah, do a little research on that. Well, what do we got this Midge-Ur thing? Hey, that guy from Serbia, we didn't hear from him today. He's probably out working. Yeah, he's probably working today.
We've blown his cover. It's like Valerie Plame. Yesterday, we exposed him as a geek goat herder and goat programmer.
Oh, right. We blew his cover.
Yeah. He's been programming goats to spy on you for the CIA.
Well, getting back to Midge-Ur, who's like Bob Geldof's bitch boy who floats around the UK. Oh, I just heard ourselves in the other room. Somebody's here. There's a man here. There's a man in the room. Oh, it's Lawrence.
That was strange.
Because we're down here in the bunker underneath the Moulin Rouge.
We thought it was Rush Limbaugh.
We thought Rush had made it here to Paris. He's got his TAC-10. He's going to take us out before we get to Baghdad to take his ass out. It's radio talk show wars. Oh, hi, Lawrence.
How are the exiles doing?
Paris
2012,
baby.
2012. We're going to find out
any
in a few hours.
Any word yet on that bid?
1:30.
1:30 this afternoon. Oh, so we're going to have to stay on air.
We're staying on air for 48 hours. They're raising money to fly to Baghdad.
Marathon.
We're trying to, because Rush Limbaugh's in the green zone and it's legal. There's no laws there. He's a talk show host. He's our competition. We're going to try to kill him.
I'm in for that.
You're in for that?
We'll sponsor you.
All right.
We've so far raised €2.33.
Centimes.
50 cents.
Okay. Oh, yeah!
All right, 50 centimes more. Yes, we're almost at €3.
No, that sounds good.
It does.
So what else is happening with Midge-Ur? What else? Remember this Midge-Ur character. Yeah, he's talking about him up there at the Live 8 G8 Fandango. He's here because he's got an agenda. Make money. A point we want to make, blah, blah, blah. They should go home, right? We talked about that. Tomorrow's concert in front of 40,000 people in Murrayfield. This is like the
another one?
A placenta concert. They gave birth to a big boondoggle. Now they're giving birth to the afterbirth.
You give them an inch, they take a mile.
This is the placenta concert. It's going to be in Murrayfield. 40,000 people, they expect. And, James Brown's in on the act. All right, well, you know, show him a stage. He'll sing at the opening of an envelope, James Brown. Not exactly a discriminating act, is he? We'll be back with more of the Frick Show right after these important messages, so don't go away.
Paris Live Radio.
It's one nation on the groove. It's a big family.
I've got some bad news to report.
Yeah, back in the bathroom. Sorry, I got a cold and I really don't feel too good today.
That's Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, during the break, broke in to our dungeon below the Moulin Rouge, and he's taking out Max.
Still here in the intro bed, so.
Oh, that wasn't too you're bad. Here. I thought Rush got you. Did you see him? He went back there looking for you.
One of his supporters took a shot at me, but I did a little jujitsu on him and escaped. I escaped.
Thank God, honey.
So, Midger, yeah, tomorrow's concert, 40,000 people in Murrayfield, James Brown, Annie Lennox, Bono, The Coors, Travis, and Texas are all going to get a big, huge raise and pay and a raise and play, and it's not going to do anything for Africa. We also got speeches will be made, including Bob Geldof, whose entertainment company, 10 Alps, is going to get a huge payday increase. Yuri said the whole thing about tomorrow is that it's an event, not just a concert. This is something that Lord Saatchi would say. Event marketing. You know, make it an event. Make it a destination. Make it something more than just the plain awful truth that you're boring people to death with a crap concert to make your dead careers somehow resuscitated. Then he goes on to say the whole thing about tomorrow, I just said that, we are not trying to compete with what happened in London. We don't have a Madonna or a Robbie Williams. Thank God. What I push for is collaborations and combinations of musicians working together that you will never, ever see again, if you're lucky. So these people are, pushing the envelope here in bad taste because they've got this model. They've got this capitalist model. They've got this G8 model, which is values dead Africans over life. And they've got these celebrities pushing this model and making money to boot at the same time. So it's a huge gearing effect, because not only are you making money killing Africans, but you're resuscitating your dead career at the same time. All with one handy concert, free, quote unquote. And meanwhile, people are trying to sell the concert for free on eBay. They were shut down because the people who were behind the concert said, you can't get that concert for free. You got to pay us our royalties.
Were people really trying to give away the tickets?
No, the tapes of the concert.
Oh,
some of the pirate recordings were on sale on eBay, but then the artists banded together and say, wait a minute, we're in it for the money. Where's our money? You can't share this free. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. That's right. Does any, what, the proceeds of this, by the way, did any of this go to Africa, the proceeds of this music?
No.
No. Did any of the catalog of music that's being resuscitated on the backs of Africans go to Africa? No. Is the copyright law, which is deadening the public domain with perpetual copyright, being talked about and revised? No. Is climate change and global warming mentioned in any of this fakakta nightmare? No. You know, are news organizations reporting this as some kind of event other than one big advertisement for dead celebrities? No. What else is he going to say? They are there now to go and make a change. They are the guys in the hallowed halls. He's talking about George Bush and Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, who he said they listened to Live Aid 20 years ago and it influenced their politics. It influenced their conscience. Now they're making these new policies because they're really concerned about the black people that they rape and pillage and exploit on a daily basis. I don't think so, Midge. Responding to suggestions that bands involved in the Live 8 movement were benefiting from increased record sales, he says, I expect to sell no more records than I sold anyway. Well, in his case, that's true. I had never heard of the guy before. I never heard of Ultravox really before. And just because he had no talent before doesn't mean he's got talent now. The guy's got no talent. Therefore, he sells no records. Doesn't matter if he's not selling records in the name of people he's exploiting. He's still not talented. Okay, Midge. People are there and add their little platform to what we are doing. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Oh, of course, then, you know, he's got a really good credibility because comedian Eddie Izzard is going to be there. He's going to be lending his support as a cross-dressing funny man. Of course, that's the way to get good, you know, attention from the world. What else did Midge go on to say? He condemned the violent protesters. We have seen this before with the G8 and every G8 for the rest of history. There will be this. That's right. If Midge is successful, there will always be violent protest against mediocre rock stars past their prime pushing the neoliberal model to kill Africans. I predict that'll always be the case. They believe that by doing this, they're going to create more change for the agenda that they have. That's right. The protesters in the street hope that the G8 and Live 8 stops killing Africans. Then he goes on to say, we don't believe that. We believe in people power. Yeah, people power to the extent that he's making these huge sacrifices, like eating pie and pie backstage instead of celebrity Nobu grub. Nobu, grub from Nobu. It's not catered. Okay, this is a big sacrifice he's making. And he's also saying that, you know, it's people power to the point where they don't even get goodie bags. They don't get goodie bags for appearing at the show. Can you believe that? How sacrifice? I mean, this is rough going for these people. They're the people. They're living like the people out there. They don't get a goodie bag.
Yeah, but he sent all the normal people home. He told them to go home.
Yeah.
Protesters are people, too.
History will be the judge of what people do this week. I think the market will be a judge of what people do this week. Okay? And the market's going to react violently against people who continue to exploit Africa with this corrupt model. And that the market will start to reflect the fact that global warming and climate change is a reality. Insurance companies can't keep up with the claims. And you're going to see huge market dislocations. And then Midge is going to be on the street with the real people, bankrupt, along with Geldof and his 10 Alps company and all these other half-baked celebrities. And then they'll know what the people are experiencing because the market will weigh in, not history, but the reality of dollars and cents, my friend. On La Frick Show, we cover it all, from the dollars to the cents, from dollars to nonsense. We cover it all. La Frick Show on Paris Live Radio. It's 11:54 Paris time. At 1:30 in the afternoon, we're going to be hearing whether or not Paris wins the big Olympic bid. As I said earlier, if Paris wins the Olympic bid, it's open bar at the Moosehead Bar in the 6th Arrondissement, courtesy of Renzi. He's buying everybody a drink all day long.
Speaking of mooses.
He's there now, warming up. He's there at the bar, warming up right now.
He's getting ready.
That's right. He's with he's getting it on, getting his party hat on. Yeah, it's 11:55 here. We got about 4.5 more minutes of this show, Stacey.
Well, we just got another €5 from Finland.
All right.
From a maker and seller of elk balls.
Okay.
And he wanted to thank you for promoting his national dish.
Elk testicles. Got a big play on the Today Show. It's one of the national dishes in Finland.
Uh-huh. And
elk testicles.
We might just get another €5 for that.
Sauteed in elk testicle sauce? I mean, I'm getting the money from the Finnish people. I'm not getting it from McDonald's.
No.
I used the word Big Mac in a song. I slapped my bitch with my Big Mac 10. Okay, where's my money? I used the word Big Mac in a song. Where's my $5? McDonald's? Huh? Where is it? Okay, you make empty promises. White man speak with forked tongue. Eminent domain abusing burger hashing whores. Well, yeah, Bush is still not convinced on climate change, apparently. He says that his relationship with Tony Blair is not quid pro quo.
He said that?
Yep.
No.
That's what he said. He said, quote, I really don't view our relationship as one of quid pro quo.
Oh, my God.
Tony Blair made decisions on what he thought was best for keeping the peace and winning the war on terror, as I did. Reiterating his position, his opposition to Kyoto Protocol, he says that having adopted the Kyoto Protocol would have wrecked the U.S. economy. Well, he's got his head up his ass because the U.S. economy is going to get wrecked because of the U.S. failure to recognize climate change and global warming as real. Thus, the hurricanes that are taking out Florida that we're rooting for every day on this show. To blow away Florida, blow away Catherine Harris, blow away all the rigged elections. Mother Nature wreaks her revenge down there in Florida. So denial, my friend Bush, is not going to serve you well in the long term here, or your poor country that's having to live with your idiocies and having their private property taken away with the new laws passed by your Supreme Court. Yes, my friend, I'm afraid you've pushed the freedom and democracy button.
They've sold it. He doesn't even use those words anymore.
He doesn't have right to. He doesn't want to pay the Chinese the right to use those two words. He can't afford it.
Exactly.
Too much debt. $600 million trade imbalances. Can't afford to use the word freedom and democracy anymore. Old Bush. Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, I guess Tony Blair must be happy about this. The fact that...
there's no quid pro quo.
There's no quid pro quo. That's a nice ally. Yeah, come to us. Be the only other idiot to come into this Iraq quagmire. And then once your legacy is killed, you'll be remembered as the dopiest prime minister in recent times. When it comes time for payback, I'm going to leave you out there in the cold. That's a nice friend. Mm. Talk about a fair weather friend.
Yeah. No wonder he looks like he's going on and on. Tony
Bush is also upset that his friend, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, is being talked down.
By the evangelicals.
Yeah. Bush is saying, he says here that Al Gonzalez is a great friend of mine. Al Gonzalez is a great friend of mine. He doesn't like the fact that people are talking down about this guy, Gonzalez. So, he's throwing a hissy fit. He's swinging his pocketbook around.
But he's also dropping hints then, I guess, that he wants to nominate Alberto Gonzalez, chief justifier of U.S. torture techniques. He wants to nominate him to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Get the torture man on the Supreme Court.
Well, you might as well make it official policy.
Yeah, you might
instead
as well
of doing all this prancing around secretive stuff.
Put it into law. Once they make it law, they got the Supreme Court run by a guy who condoned torture. Then they're going to make public all the secret documents because it'll be too late by then to change the law because the Supreme Court has put it into hard-coded into the U.S. Constitution. Torture's okay. Mm-hmm. And freedom and democracy is owned by China. Yeah, you got to get out of there. Emigrate, the tourists who are coming to Paris this summer, seek political asylum from that torturous no good in the country you come from. Emigrate to France. Live the good life.
They're going to have no choice. Their property is going to be stolen while they're here.
You got no choice. Join us. Join us on our crusade. We'll be back tomorrow with more of The Frick Show. Hoping all of your days are profitable. Bye, y'all!